Her father comes from Saudi Arabia. Her mother's from Iran. But this Thursday night, Yasmin Siraj of Brookline, Massachusetts, will make her bid to qualify for the U.S. women's figure skating team that will compete in this year's Winter Games. Only a Games Ken Schulman caught up with the Olympic hopeful.
One of my favorite things about skating are the sounds. When you go on very deep edges, which means a very tight curve, you get this nice ripping sound, and you feel really grounded, like one with the ice.
In many ways, Yasmin Siraj is a typical American teenager. In many ways, she's not. The daughter of Muslim immigrants has been to so many bar and bat mitzvahs that she knows the Hebrew service. In her family's home, she plays Bach on the piano and serves visitors Persian sweets and tea in filigree cups. As a pianist, she's played three times at Carnegie Hall. She's also an elite figure skater. This Thursday, she has a chance to earn one of the three spots on the women's team that will travel to the Winter Games in Sochi this February.
When I started skating, I never thought that I would get here. I just did it because I loved it. And to be at this point when that's the next step, it's just, it would mean the world to me to represent the U.S. in the Olympics.
Yasmin's next step will need to be a big one. There's lots of competition. More than a dozen women who could qualify for Sochi. But Yasmin's story is built on big steps. Her mother, a Ban Makarechian, grew up in pre-revolutionary Iran. Women weren't discouraged from playing sports then, but she's the first to admit it wasn't a skating mecca.
In Tehran, there was a skating rink, and I begged my parents to let me join that rink, but mostly because they would serve American hamburgers and I wanted to go there Friday nights, which is the equivalent of the weekends here, to go to the cafe. And once in a while I would put on my skates that were from Czechoslovakia. My father had brought me, so never thought that my daughter would be a skater, no.
Makarechian fled Iran for the U.S. just before the fall of the Shah. She later came to Harvard for grad school, where she met her husband, Rod Siraj, the son of a Saudi Arabian diplomat. When Yasmin's older sister, Layla, turned four, her mother took her to the storied Boston Skating Club on the advice of a friend. The family had only one car and no babysitter.
Yasmin, the younger sister, had to wait around for the older sister, and she was just driving me crazy. She wanted to get on the ice, but they had a rule at the skating club that you had to be four before you start to skate. And finally, I think maybe a year later, they broke down and they let her, a week before she turned three, they let her on the ice, and it was the beginning of a love story.
Mark Mitchell is one of Yasmin's coaches. He knew she was gifted from the start.
Yazzie, when she was young, she had kind of everything you need for skating. She was athletically inclined, she was very musically inclined, she was flexible. So she had a lot of the things that you need to become a good skater at a young age.
Yasmin's early promise blossomed into early triumphs. In 2010, she took the silver medal at the U.S. Junior Championships. The following year, the 4'10" 14-year-old made her debut at the U.S. Senior Championships. She fell on a combination early in her program, but her athleticism and musicality impressed the judges, who awarded her eighth place. The crowd adored her.
She may be 4'10", but she skates a lot bigger than that. She had this crowd completely in the palm of her hand. A couple of problems, a couple of mistakes, but wow, she's something to look for over the next 4 years.
A skater's life can be a dream, but there's a lot of drudgery. 3 hours on the ice, 2 hours in the gym, every day, every month, every year. For Yasmin, there's also the pressure of piano competitions and volunteer work and homework at Brookline High. She's also had her share of injuries. A broken wrist, a stress fracture in her foot, myriad tears and pulls and misalignments that come from building bands of muscle onto bones not fully formed. In 2012, she placed a disappointing 15th at Nationals. Last year, she rallied to finish 6th.
So are we going to do long program this session?
Yes.
Okay. So another triple toe, double axel?
Yeah.
Okay.
The toughest jump any U.S. woman will try at Nationals is a triple-triple. It's two linked jumps, 6 complete rotations in the air. The first triple has to be fast. The first landing has to be perfect, sharp and secure enough to launch into the second jump. Yasmin will try hers in the first minute of the short program she skates this Thursday night. She knows if she nails it, she'll have a shot at Sochi. She admits she's a little nervous. It's hard to have only 4 minutes to show what you've done 5 hours a day, 5 days a week for 15 years. But mostly, she's pumped.
It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to be performing at the TD Garden, first of all, where I've gone to watch a Celtics game, but now I'm there. To be in front of my home crowd, to have the support of my family, my friends, my teachers, and for it to be such a big year, just to be me and shine.
Figure skating is a young woman's sport. Even so, 17 is awful early for a life-defining moment. Yasmin doesn't know whether she'll train another 4 years in the event she misses Sochi. But next fall, she'll be a freshman at Harvard College. And Harvard is just across the river from the Boston Skating Club. For Only a Game, I'm Ken Schulman.
Only a Game is produced by Karen Given and Doug Trabu. Our technical director is James Trout. We had help this week from Martin Kessler and from John Ferrati, about whom I'll now take back what I said. Our intern is Zoe Sobel. Our senior producer is Gary Wallace. Our final word this week comes from Tournament of Roses president Scott Jenkins on the now-defunct practice of the New Year's Day chariot race featuring the leaders of Pasadena.
I think they did not have any lawyers on the board at that time for potential liability.
It should perhaps be noted here that Mr. Jenkins is also an attorney. I'm Bill Littlefield. Thank you for listening. I'll see you next week.
Support comes from the Lemelson Foundation, supporting inventors and invention to improve lives in the U.S. and developing countries, on the web at lemelson.org. The John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, recognizing exceptionally creative individuals. This year's MacArthur Fellows are at macfound.org. And the Melville Charitable Trust, supporting solutions to prevent and end homelessness, on the web at melvilletrust.org. This is NPR.